Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to give God praise. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, it's in the name of Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And for those of you who are listening to the recording later on throughout today, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Daily Fire broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory and success in our Savior Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending, assigning your task for today. We are in the 24th chapter of the 118th Psalm today. Again, I'm sorry, the 24th verse of the 118th Psalm. So Psalm 118. Verse 24. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you quickly of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in to Daily Fire by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you do not miss one teaching by following the broadcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which even includes today's powerful teaching. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests and your testimonies there as well. You can see upcoming events. For example, on tomorrow night, I will be moderating the panel for the mayoral candidates for the city of Miami Gardens, Florida. I will be moderating for the NAACP's candidate forum. So you can see that information there as well as on MiamiDadeNAACP.com, not .org, MiamiDadeNAACP.com. It is a virtual town hall and Zoom meeting, so you definitely want to tune in. And there are many other things that are going to be coming up, so make sure you visit Rossi.org or my law office website, call RossiWilliams.com. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. By now, you should have your word ready. God has a powerful teaching for you today. Let's get into Psalm 118, verse 24, reading from the KJV. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen to that again. This is the day. What is the day? Today is the day. Monday, June 22nd, 2020, that the Lord hath made. Who made this day? God made this day. Therefore, we will do what? We will rejoice. We will be happy. We will give praise, and we will be glad. We will be enthusiastic about it. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is today is your day of victory. Today is your day of victory. Whose day? Your day. Who is your everyone who's listening to me right now. Brothers and sisters, you have to begin to understand that happiness and rejoicing are choices that you make. They cannot just be contingent upon the circumstances of life, because in every life, some rain will fall. There will be times that your life will have happier days than other days. There will be days, if you keep on living, that you will not feel well. There will be days that your body will be weary. There will be days that you will not want to have to get up and go to that job. There will be days that your finances will not be exactly what they need to be for what you want. There will be days, if you have children, that they won't always be appreciative. There will be days that people whom you have helped will turn around and lie on you and backstab you, because no good deed goes unpunished. There will be days that people will defame your name, because the righteous will endure trials and tribulations even though you've done nothing to them. But the response you give, glory, it is a choice. This is the day the psalmist said that the Lord had made. How could the psalmist have assurance that he could rejoice and be glad in the day regardless of what came against him? It is because he understood God is in control. This is not the day that Rossi had made. This is not the day that you made or your pastor made. This is not the day that the president or Congress made. It's not the day that the courts made. But today is the day that God had made. God had given this day to you. Success is yours if you want it. Victory is yours if you will choose it. You can overcome. As you look around throughout the world today, you see that we are dealing with the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd and the murder of Breonna Taylor and the killing of Rayshard Brooks. We're dealing with the aftermath of COVID-19 and now an increase in COVID-19 positive diagnoses. We're dealing with people being out of their jobs and unemployed. People are depressed. People are angry. But how people responded to it is what is causing the catalyst of change to occur. This is the day the Lord made. And because of that, you can move out in victory to claim whatever God promised you. Today is your day of victory. In Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, this will I be confident. Today is your day of victory. In Psalm 91, verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. This is why you can rejoice in the day. In Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. In Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. How can you rejoice in today? Because God made it and he gave it to you. God will not fail you. No matter what you see, no matter what it looks like, no matter remains in control. God remains constant. God remains all powerful, and there's nothing impossible for him. This is why you can clap in the midst of chaos. This is why you can praise him in the midst of tribulation. This is why you can always have a song of praise in your heart. Because, God, this is the day that you have made. Glory. It is my day of victory. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. As we prepare to go into prayer, just begin to give God praise, because today is your day of victory. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Just begin to tell God thank you. Just begin to tell God thank you. You don't know how it's going to work out, but thank you, God. You don't see how the end is going to come out in your favor, but thank you, Jesus. Just begin to magnify him. This is the day the Lord has made. Worship him. Worship him for your victory today. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. Father, we honor you. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy, O King of Kings. Thou art our strong tower and our refuge. Your very present help in a time of trouble. O God, we magnify you. Today is our day of victory. Today is our day of success. Today is our day, Father, of no more want. Whatever we need, you got it. Father, we just say thank you. Lord, we just say thank you. God, we say thank you. No matter what we see, we say thank you. No matter what we hear, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Meet every need and make way. Father, answer every prayer and strengthen every heart. Heal every body. Bless every bank account. Give jobs. Open doors. Do whatever is needed, Father. Give them their second wind. Give them supernatural faith to understand that you've given them everything that is necessary to bring about success. Every tool and every talent. Every piece of strategy and every ounce of wisdom. Father, with you, nothing is impossible. And everything will work out for their good. If they will just continue to praise you, continue to have faith, continue to believe, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. You're a great God. You're a great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah for the victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just tell God today is my day of victory. Tell him again like you mean it. Today is my day of victory. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify him as I do the altar call. And then we'll end with our time. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have grown weary, for those of you who have given up, for those of you who had forgotten that God has already blessed you and he's the same God who can do it again. For those of you who are depressed, for those of you who are despondent, hallelujah. For those of you who right now can't see your way, you're looking at your bills and you don't know how you're going to make it. Please repeat after me. Father, I come today in Jesus' name. Father, I repent of my sin. I repent of my doubt. I repent of my disbelief. I repent of having forgotten how you've already worked miracles for me, how you've already made ways for me. You are that same God who did it before, and you're the same God who will do it again. I say thank you. I say thank you. I say thank you. I say thank you. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that success is mine if I want it. Victory is mine if I want it. Blessings are mine if I want it. And I want it. I receive it. I declare it. I'll live it. I'll do my part. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Oh, just magnify the Lord. Now, our topic for today is today is your day of victory. Your task for today, now that you've received the victory, is to go about as a person who has the victory. In everything you do, implement divine strategy, operate in divine wisdom, speak forth divine oracles of Christ, rid yourself of naysayers, plan it out, write the vision, make it plain, and live it. And most importantly, remember, this is the day that God has made. You are assured of victory. Rejoice and be glad in it. And I'll see you tomorrow or in the morning on Daily Fire. I'll see you tomorrow night as I moderate this very important election. If you follow me on Facebook Live, Rossi Williams Law Group, you'll also be able to see this live on Facebook Live for Rossi Williams Law Group. Those of you who follow me on my personal Facebook, Rossi Williams, will also be able to see this live. You can follow me on Twitter, Rossi Williams, Instagram, Rossi Williams Law Group, YouTube, The Real Rossi Williams. So if you're following me on YouTube, The Real Rossi Williams, my personal Facebook, Rossi Williams, or my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group, you'll also be able to see this Zoom moderation live. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Victory is yours if you want it. You got a praise to give the Lord. You got it.
And when you tried everything else and nothing seemed to work, one day you found out that when nothing else could help, when I was just about to give out, oh, you found him to be a wonder. Come on, if he's a wonder, give him some glory. I gotta praise and I gotta get it.